And now this is a dictation for Darryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Pass, D as in Paul, A-S-S, November 1761. Address as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 583-1914. Actually, change the number, 463-9360. Dear Angela, follow up for Mr. Paz, prior history of rhabdomyolysis, hypertension. Residual kidney function, last visit in January. Feeling well, potentially retiring by the end of the year. He's not sure if he's ready. Extensive review system being negative. Blood pressure at home, 130s over 60s. No hospital visits. Remains on full dose losartan and HCTC. On cholesterol management. Weight 208, blood pressure 146/83, no respiratory distress, head, neck, respiratory, cardiovascular, normal, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.86, April, GFR of 40, stage 3B. And this appears stable for the last number of years. No anemia, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, magnesium in the low side, high cholesterol and LDL. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be stable. Remote history of rhabdomyolysis back in 1997. Underlying hypertension, which appears to be well controlled. Tolerating ARB and diuretics. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, recent potassium acid base normal, some degree of low magnesium on replacement, probably exacerbated by the use of diuretics. He needs to have a more aggressive control of cholesterol. He says to be compliant with Lipitor. You might need to change medicines or add Zetia. Chronic kidney disease is considered cardiovascular risk. There has been minor degree of secondary hyperparathyroidism. Has not required any vitamin D125. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.